The Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board began hearings today in New Orleans to determine precisely what caused a freighter to crash into a riverside shopping mall on Saturday. The accident injured more than 100 people. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The formal Marine Board of Investigation is taking testimony from those aboard the Liberian-registered Brightfield. The first witness at today's hearing, river pilot Ted Davison. On the stretch of the Mississippi River between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, ships are boarded by local pilots who help the captain safely navigate the Mississippi's corkscrew turns. Davison testified that as the Brightfield prepared to approach the 90-degree turn at New Orleans, the vessel got quiet and lost RPMs. It then started heading for the East Bank, where two large cruise ships and a casino boat were docked. He sounded the ship's alarm, warned the Coast Guard of the emergency, and ordered the ship's Chinese crew to drop anchor. The crew did drop one of the ship's anchors, but it wasn't enough to stop the 70,000-ton vessel. Davison says he asked the captain what was wrong, but got no response. Before Davison's testimony, the board watched a videotape of the Coast Guard's radar screen and communications with the Brightfield. On it, pilot Davison says he'd lost his engines and to warn everyone in the harbor. About 3 minutes later, he says, "Tell those people to get away. Those people on the dock, tell them to get away." City officials say it's a miracle no one was killed when the Brightfield collided with the Riverwalk Wharf just between the cruise ships and the casino boat. Officials today are shoring up the wreckage so damage assessment and cleanup can begin. It will take weeks before the NTSB issues its report. This is Debbie Elliott in New Orleans.